Hello, it's Thursday again. Welcome back to my podcast, The Unraveling with Miles Gray. How is business? How is the family? I hope everything is working smoothly and are we taking that step to that particular success we have been looking into all this while. I pray we all get there. I pray our objectives set us to that particular goal. I actually spoke about our emotions last week, how to control it. I spoke about it in our last episode. I would want those that have not actually listened to that particular episode should quickly go back and listen to it, because it's very, very important how we manage our emotions. And one way or the other, the new topic I'm actually bringing up today kind of relates with each other. Not full percentage, but at least they kind of relate, because there is a particular point there in our emotion that we will have to use in this particular topic I'll be bringing forth for all of us today. Now, a very quick one. How have we been adapting to change all this while? This is like a question I'm throwing out now. How have we been adapting to change all this while? Has it been cool? Because we know changes are all uncertainties, circumstances that comes up. And some of them we don't even know when they come. They really come with their troubles. They come with their challenges. But have we been able to accept them as they come? Because if we come to look at it, in my podcast, I have said it, we are here to discuss about that mystery. We are here to investigate that problem, that challenges. What have we not done? What should we have done? Should we have taken this side? Should we have spoken when we should have, when there was time for us to have expressed ourselves? When you are supposed to take that particular job, when you are not supposed to take it, all these kind of things. These are what I want us to discuss. These are what I want to investigate. What are those things? Now, another thing that we are talking about today, we'll talk about emotions, right? How these things are proved as a blockage for us not getting to where we are. But don't forget, change also is another thing we are investigating today. Now, not to take much of you people's time, let's go straight to the business. Today's topic is all about embracing change. Now, what do I mean? Let me explain. You see, change is inevitable for every one of us. We experience positive and negative change in small moments throughout our day and life or twin events. I'm sure you can think of several examples of personal and professional change you have experienced. Every one of us have one way or the other that they have actually experienced change, either personally or professionally. And if I am to buttress more on my point, you see, it may be something minor. Maybe your business client canceling a meeting, freeing your schedule for that particular period. Or change might have a more significant impact on all areas of your life. Maybe a family member needs more of your time because of a serious car accident left them temporarily incapacitated. So whether beneficial or harmful, enjoyable or depressing, change is inevitable and something everyone must face. We cannot escape it. It is how you face it that determines its impact on you. How you use it to enrich your life or overcome it to move forward to a better life. The better you can adapt to a life circumstances by embracing change, the more successful you will be personally and professionally. You see, the ability to embrace change is one of the important skills that any of us might want to actually develop. Because if we don't have that ability to embrace change, then there will be a problem in our lives. You see, our brain is one of the most toughest opponents when it comes to achieving our goal. There is a part of our brain called prefrontal cortex, the PFX, aka the PFX. You see, this part of the brain is very wise, smart, responsible, and sometimes I do call it the boss of our brain, because it is the one that will tell you, oh, do this, and it still be the one to tell you, don't do this. So if you're not smart enough and challenge your body that no, this thing, I want to do it, it keeps on, this particular side of the brain keeps on tormenting you to do stuff and still tell you not to do it, and you end up doing what you don't even want to do at the end point. But apart from this reason though, there are other factors that make us perceive that change is actually difficult. Now, what are the factors that causes change? Let us actually talk about that first. What are these factors that causes change? Well, the first factor is the passing of time. Time marches on, and so do we. As a result, change occurs simply because of this. For this matter, we know it will happen, and that is natural. What are these natural things we are talking about? Growing up, leaving our parents' homes, starting our own families, and so on and so forth. These are examples of these changes. With these changes, we are somehow prepared. No need for somebody to actually tell us. We need to be prepared for this. And although there are some difficulties involved, obviously, but we are more open to these changes. The second cause of changes is unforeseen circumstances or events that are out of our control. At least the first one, we are aware. We know it. We cannot escape it. We know of it. But what of the one that we don't know of, which is the second one I'm talking about here? Unforeseen circumstances of events. And these things are out of our control. Example of these changes includes job loss. You could lose your job anytime. Illness. Economic decline. And so on. And don't let us take something off. Debt. Why all these things are actually, debt is actually natural too, but it's also an unforeseen circumstance because you don't know when the time is coming. So it's another example of this particular factor. So why is change so difficult? I think it is high time we speak about this. Why is change so difficult for us? But I will speak on 11 points I know of that is making change so difficult. Now, let me highlight them as I'm on this particular podcast. Number one, you see, how will I put it? So, with the foregoing cause of change, it will seem that we should be more or less adept to change somehow, right? Because the factors of change are more or less natural and are within ourselves, then it should only be those unforeseen or uncontrollable factors that should make change difficult. Do you understand what I just said, Lee? What I'm saying is that we are talking about why is change so difficult. So obviously, since we know of the natural ones, definitely it is the one that we cannot actually control that is making change so difficult. And what are these ones that we cannot control? These are the ones that I said, they are the unforeseen circumstances. So this is one point that makes change so difficult. The second one, this is due to the fact that humans are hardwired to resist change. our brain is so hardwired to resist change. Our brain perceives change as a threat. Every time a change comes, our brain perceives it as a threat. So now, because of this, it activates our system fight or flight mode response. You know, I said this under emotion too. Fear always do what? Always activate our system to fight or flight response, because once that change comes as a threat, it triggers fears in us. Though, apart from these reasons though, there are other factors that makes us perceive that change is difficult. The third one, the reason we fail to do it is because we are afraid to embrace change. There is a sense of fear and uncertainty within us. We tend to dwell on what ifs. We start asking, what ifs? What if this happened? What if that happened? Quite often, a lot of people live their life without embracing change, even if it leaves them disgruntled and with some unfulfilled wishes. People resist change because they believe they will lose something of value or fear, or they will not be able to adapt to that new ways. This is another third reason. The fourth one, we are afraid of the unknown. Just like most kids are afraid of the dark, most people are afraid of change as well, because it involves venturing into the unknown. And so, of course, our sensible selves and our survival instinct will kick into idea. They tell us, no, don't go there. Don't go there. That's not a place for you. Another one we should actually look at, which is actually the fifth point, is having to fight off temptation to go back to the old ways. Because fighting that temptation to go back to the old ways can drain you, and it is so much easier to give in. As such, change is hard to carry out. You want to make a change, but you want to go back to that comfortable place you are. You are not putting all your legs in. You're putting half leg in, half leg out. That does not work. You have to go all in when you are trying to overcome change. Now, do you understand where I'm actually pointing us to? I want you to be relating it back to what has been happening all over in your life experiences. Now, another one is that we worry about what other people will think. This is because this is something that has kept a lot of people constrained. Worrying about what other people will think, whether it's our family, our friend, our neighbor, or even a stranger on the internet. So no matter how much you want to change something about yourself, your situation, or your life in general, you will have a hard time if you keep on considering other people's opinion. Well, the next one, which is the number 7, being afraid, of course, is another thing to look at. But who wants to be labeled as a failure? Nobody. As such, fear of failure is yet another reason for making change difficult. Fear of failure prevents you from taking that small step forward to change. You could have actually taken that little step to that particular change, because for you to even attain change, you need to take that step gradually. Because of fear, you are even afraid to even to actually take that step in that ladder. The next one is fear of embarrassment. Just like the fear of fear, people also have a hard time implementing change because of fear of embarrassment. This is especially true because nobody wants to become butt of jokes and the dumbest person in the room. So this fear keeps them from taking that leap and doing something new. Another one we should look at that causes us that is making change so difficult is lack of purpose. You don't think that there's something amiss or something really needs changing in your life. So you go about your life as you always have. On the other hand, you may know you need to change something, but you are not willing to do the work it entails. This is due to a lack of direction in your life. The one thing that will motivate you to change or act is making a change or wanting to change is the one thing that will motivate you to change or act is when you actually have a purpose, or once you have a purpose, you are motivated. So once you lack purpose, then definitely change will be difficult. Another one to look at is lack of motivation, which is very important. Motivation is essential because it is one of the factors that will encourage you to act, improve, and change. So if you truly want to change something, make sure you are motivated enough to do so. Because lack of motivation will almost certainly make your change journey really tough. Then the last one is going through it alone. As the saying goes, no man is an island of himself. So you don't want to connect. It is actually very important to connect with other people, especially if you are making a change. This is for encouragement, motivation, or assistance in achieving your goal in the midst of that change. Remember that seeking help is not a sign of weakness, but rather of foresight. So trying to ask those that you know that they have this experience, you ask them, oh, what do you think will happen if I actually take that transfer from my job? You see, some people have that opportunity at their working place, whereby they tell them, oh, now you'll be traveling. We want to expand our businesses. I want you to go and manage our business in Anambra State. And because of that comfortability you have in your working place, you don't want to go. You don't want to do this. But you are forgotten that there are a lot of new experiences out there for you at that moment. Yes, there are other circumstances that could actually attach this. I'm actually using just that particular example just to explain what I'm actually saying here. There are a lot of changes that you could actually easily accept and embrace. Take it through. It could actually be your breathtaking door. It could actually be your breakthrough door. It could actually be that door to your success. So do you get where we are actually missing it now? Because there are a lot of things that has been making it so difficult for us to even accept these changes. Now, after having listed all these 11 reasons that change is indeed difficult, then what next? Well, the next thing is to take step on how to make this change a little easier. I wouldn't want to take much of our time, so let me highlight two things that can make change easier for you. If there are numerous reasons why change is difficult, there are also numerous methods for making change easier. So, out of my two points I'll be highlighting, number one is, don't be afraid. Know that there is no limit to getting back up again. You can always try, start over, and begin anew. Know that the possibility for you are endless. Opportunities are always opening. So do not allow failure to hinder you from changing and doing something for yourself. Another one I will highlight is, start small. You want to make a change, you don't make it big once and for all. You don't go outside your capacity. Start small. If you want to change something that have an easier time doing it, and have an easier time doing it. Start small. For example, if you want to lose weight, you can start by reducing your food intake gradually, right? So start your changes from the smallest increment that is easy for you to do. Less friction means a higher chance for you to succeed in the change of what you're actually trying to undertake. So that will just be the two. Let me ask you a question. What do you think you will benefit from embracing this change? Yeah, I will discuss about that too. Change often appears when less expected, right? And it is easy to think of change as negative. But embracing change enables you to see its powerful positive impact. Because once it comes, it comes in a very negative form. But once you embrace that change, you will be able to see the powerful impact or the positive impact it will come in place in your life. Now, what are these benefits of embracing this particular change? Number one, embracing change drives growth in all areas of your life. Most of us don't like change because it forces us to do things we are not comfortable doing. It pushes us outside our comfort zone and makes us feel uncomfortable. Because we have no control over change, we must learn and do new things. This enables us to grow and expose capabilities, skills, and expertise we did not even realize we possess, but had it within us all along. So once you embrace it, it gives you that chance to grow in your experience, in your expertise, in your skills, in everything you're doing in your life. Secondly, embracing change helps you to be adaptable and flexible. Being comfortable means that we can be set in our ways, doing things the same way over and over again because it is easy or help us feel confident and secure. In fact, we feel more insecure, vulnerable, and stress-filled when we lack the ability to adapt to new situations that change presents. When we can embrace change, we are adaptable to see circumstances, situations, and people, and lean into opportunities they actually offer. So welcoming change with enthusiasm enables you to uncover opportunities for improvement and advancement. You might never have discovered these opportunities if you were not open to grabbing them without hesitation. Now, the third one is embracing change enables you to validate and reevaluate your idea and opinions. See, we go through life meetings every new experience with an established set of ideas, opinions, and beliefs. This is not necessarily a bad thing. It is just what it is. But if we meet someone with completely opposing views and ideas, or have an experience that causes you to question your established belief, you may discover that your point of view changes. It can cause you to reassess your life or career, reinforce the views you already have, or support your pre-existing decision and help you accomplish even greater goals. Another one is embracing change exposes your strength. How you react to life changes show you what you are made of. It exposes strength inside you that you were never aware or did not even believe you possess. Because at that moment, it brings out a new thing in you, a new skills, a new strength, a new experience for you. I would like to actually go further. You see, number five, embracing change lets you learn new things. continue to live in a, if you continue to live in a comfortable environment, doing the same old stuff, doing the same old shit, does not enable you to grow. It is only in failure that you learn your biggest lesson and can emerge on the road to success. So the more we embrace the change, the more life experience we have, and the more we learn about others and ourselves. Number 6, embracing change gives you the guts to do more. Yes, you have that gut, and whenever change or another new situation, another new challenges is coming, you have that gut that yes, it is easy to undo. And the next one will also be easy. And the next other one will also be easy. So while change can be challenging, the fear is removed. And the anticipation of greater opportunities and advancements come into your view every time. Your confidence builds as you regularly embrace change. Gain confidence and meet up small goals. As a result, you are more likely to follow through on and achieve larger goals. The 7th one, embracing change lets you undo setbacks and appreciate success the more. You see, setbacks are inevitable. Never will everything go perfectly for you. But embracing change means that you can be positive, or at least be content in the knowledge that things will get better in the face of similar unsurmountable obstacles. The hidden benefit of setback is that it makes your success even sweeter because you are aware of what you have overcome. So, let me just actually pick the last one, which is the number 8. Embracing change lets you retake the direction you want to go. Because you are the driver, you are on your seat, you are the one that accepts and say, oh yeah, this is where I want to go to. It enables you to take control of the wheel and be an active driver. So to speak, you can change course or take an exit if needed. So rather than being a passenger with no opportunities to steer the car, you can be proactive. Take control of the direction of your life and live the life you want. So guys, embracing change causes you to be aware, to see things differently. To see difficulties, it helps you to see opportunities, it even helps you to grow, to expand beyond yourself and be comfortable. Try new things, be bold, enlarge your perspective on life and people. See, what actually doesn't kill a man makes a man stronger. So what doesn't kill you, hopefully will make you stronger. We are stronger and more resilient than we know or give ourselves credit for. It is only when we overcome seemingly overwhelming challenges that we learn what we are really made of. Over time, embracing change becomes easier and easier as you overcome each new challenge and accept uncertainty head-on. This uncertainty that we're even talking about, if you are actually moving to a change that you don't know, you're uncertain of what is going to happen. I don't see anything wrong in actually trying to create an idea of this unforeseen circumstances that we're talking about, of this uncertainty that we're talking about. Create an idea of it. What will it look like? What are the challenges I may actually face? Go to the future. When I said go to the future, I didn't mean if you enter a time machine, obviously. But at least you're gonna go on trance. Go to the future. Look at these challenges. Oh, is this what will actually stop me? Is this the challenges? Is this what I will face? Oh, will this thing kill me? Look at it. Create an idea of it. So that when it even comes, it makes it easier for you to even overcome it. Is it fear? That fear of failure that you're talking about? No. Okay. If it is fear of failure, don't take it. Don't go all in. And when I mean good, don't go all in. I don't mean you should not just go for that change. You are still going for the change. But take it step by step. Gradually. One way or the other, you will get there. Is it fear of success? Because obviously some people have fear of success, which is the cousin of failure. So don't be afraid. Is it fear of being blamed? People will certainly talk. So forget about it. Well, yeah, actions you can actually take to embrace change and steer a course through uncertainty successfully. Number one, I will actually tell you that you should just be courageous and live without regret. You see, each of us only has one life to live. And life goes by very quickly in the grand scheme of things. We never know when our last day is, and that's probably a good thing. But on the other hand, we often act as if we are going to live forever. Put things off because you feel like you want to live forever. You put things off and say you will do it later. We do tell ourselves all these things. Some of us even tell ourselves, look at this, the kind of things we are even set up in our minds. Oh, I'll start traveling after I retired. I'll go back to school to get my degree after my children are adults and they are on their own to actually take care of themselves. Oh, I will move across the country to live in my dream city when I am more financially stable to make the move. These are the things we tell ourselves. You see, your retirement, your child transition to adulthood, or financial stability may come year or decade from now. So is that really why you're putting off the opportunities to travel, to get your degree, or to move to your dream city? Or are you afraid to take the first step? That maybe that is just it. But on the other hand, if you knew you only had 1 year to live, let's say you know, how would your life change? You would most likely say you'll be an active participant in life. You will do those things you dream of doing before you die. You're going to start traveling. You're going to finish that your degree. You're going to pack up and move. But why are you doing this? You kept on giving yourself promises. You kept on procrastinating. You kept on pushing that thing you should have actually done. Secondly, continually open your mind to new things and experience. Life is full of uncertainties. You cannot see it all. Even when your road through life gets bumpy, it's a teachable moment, an opportunity to gain insight, to learn something new, to challenge your belief, to face an uncomfortable situation. If you never open your mind beyond your fixed environment, you will continue to live in the situation you are currently in. You will never expose yourself to new opportunities for growth. So when you continually open your mind to new things and experience and keep on learning, you will get to that particular position. The next one is stick to it. Stick with that it. Have that spirit of perseverance. It might not be easy when you actually move to that change, but persevere, because whatever thing that you're pursuing will actually come forth to bear fruit. Let's take for example, it is actually easy to look at celebrity and think they have actually achieved their overnight success. See, we live in a world of immediate gratification and assume that our journey to success, wealth, happiness, or whatever we desire will happen overnight. American actor, singer, and comedian Eddie Cantor said, "It takes 20 years to become an overnight success." That is true. We never see the blood, the sweat, tears, and times. In fact, at times, others go through what people go through to get that overnight success. We did not see it. but we believe in it. It is natural to want to give up when you become frustrated, experience failure, or doubt that you are on the right, you're having a doubt that you're on the right road. Yes, you will experience detours along the way, and your journey may take longer than you expect. But if you stick with it and persevere, you can achieve your dreams. The key to keep moving forward, no matter how small each step is. The next one is start now. It can be difficult to embrace change when you ask yourself. It can be very, very difficult. But what can you do to live the best of your life? The question seems so overwhelming and unattainable. But if you ask yourself vividly, what change can I make today to make tomorrow better? It only takes a minor tweak. Imagine how much progress you would make on the road to achieving your goals if you did this for 2 months, 4 months, 6 months. There's no time like the present. Your life will continue to change around you, whether you like it or not. It is time to embrace change, harness it, harness that particular opportunity, and use them to achieve what you want. So start embracing change today. Life is one intense roller coaster ride. There are no guarantees that what you plan tomorrow will actually follow through, which is the beauty of it all. Because we all experience some type of change during our time here on earth. It is important to remember that this change shapes us on an individual, economic, social, and communal level. So be flexible and go with the flow. Change is the tide that leads us from the past and carries us into a better future. So make the best of it. And remember that you are a valuable part of this world, which will always be in constant flux. So guys, don't lose hope. Don't give up. Take that change. Move forward. Be courageous. Motivate yourself. Get close to people that will help you, tell you, guide you on these things. Make up your plans. Make up your objectives. That goals, that change you want to make, even the uncertainty challenges that you might actually face that could actually change you in one way or the other, take that right step. Move towards it. Overcome it. Because once you overcome a problem, you are going forward. Using myself as an example, wherever place I'm actually working, I don't mind how hard or tough it is. But there are some particular goodies, there are some particular experience you might want to pick from it. Recently, I switched from my company to another company, or should I say, the same company, but I switched from a department to another department. And this new department is not actually, how will I put it? It's not actually something I was ready for, but I am ready for what? I'm ready for that change. I'm ready for that challenge. I went for it. It was tough. Yes. Pretty tough, I wouldn't lie. In fact, sometimes like that, whenever I'm done, I'm so damn fucking tired that I could not even do anything. But yet, with time, I noticed what I am gaining there. I saw new opportunities. I saw new ideas. Now, I got to even make that particular place easier for myself. But it is not just about change sometimes. It's even so about your emotion. It's about your character. It's about your attitude. It's about those things you need that will actually guide us. And I know right here on my podcast, we'll continue to talk about all those things that we need to touch to get to that place, to make ourselves comfortable, to get to that successful land, that successful place that we want to get to. And I hope God will strengthen us in everything we are doing. God bless you all. God bless your businesses. God bless your family. Thank you very much for staying with me here. See you all next week. And don't forget, I am your host. My name is Miles. Thank you very much. Love you once again. Bye-bye.